Well, I'm back at the Dancing for the Games tent, and it's been really busy here all day. Lots of people stopping by, dropping in and saying, I want to dance. They're obviously inspired. There's so much going on all over the place. Everywhere I go, people are dancing or watching music or eating weird and wonderful food. And some people walking around in shock saying, this is the biggest festival I've ever seen in a town centre. How come I didn't know it was happening? I don't know where they've come from. Paul, this is pretty amazing. And what's your role in all of this?
Well, today we're launching the campaign to get a million people dancing around the region between now and the Olympic Games in London 2012. So the idea is that the West Midlands is the region for dance. You know, it makes sense because we've got an amazing dance infrastructure here. Companies, venues, there are already so many opportunities to dance for everybody who lives here. And because we've got such brilliant artists based here, we decided to focus on dance for our cultural programme for the Cultural Olympiad, for the Olympic Games. So today is very much the start of a two-year journey when we want so many people from around the region, a million people, to take part in this programme. And when we say dance, we don't just mean, I don't know, ballet and contemporary dance. We mean street dancing, we mean cheerleading, we mean parkour, we mean Bhangra, we mean traditional English dancing. Everything is part of the mix.
It's amazing that you class parkour as dancing. I've never really thought of free running as dancing, yet it's so similar to what the guys were doing earlier on. Yeah. They were called
Two-Face Dance, who do that kind of very particular form of hip-hop, but it's very similar actually to free running. And as yet, we haven't found that many free runners in the West Midlands. We're still waiting for them to come out the woodwork. So if anybody knows of anybody, please put them in touch with us, because we'd love to have a chat. But the idea is that every kind of dance is included. And hip-hop, the Two-Face Dancer you saw earlier, it's extraordinary, isn't it? They're from Hereford, you know, the most rural county in the West Midlands. Not the place where you'd expect a hip-hop dance company to be based. But they are brilliant, and they go to Edinburgh every year and perform. They go overseas and perform, taking hip-hop dance from Hereford to the world. How brilliant.
The first I saw of them was, I didn't know they were a dance group, I just saw a guy do a standing backflip back into exactly the same spot, and I just thought, what is going on here? That in itself is an incredible feat of acrobatics, and something very similar to parkour and free running. So that's fascinating. I could imagine parkour eventually becoming an Olympic event.
Well, you could, couldn't you? There's been talk over the years about lots of types of dance becoming part of the Olympics, and you could argue that, I don't know, gymnastics and synchronized swimming both include elements of dance. There's no doubt that they do. There's been talk over the years of things like ballroom dancing and other forms of dance becoming part of the Olympics, but as yet that hasn't happened. Parkour, yeah, I think of all the ones that could be, that's probably the best.
That would be fascinating. Now, I don't know what the collective noun for a group of Morris dancers are, but I did see a gang around earlier on, very, very angry about the fact that Morris dancing isn't in the Olympics in 2012. It's not your fault, is it?
No, it's not. And I actually, you know, the point is that the Cultural Olympiad is the way in which Morris dancers and all sorts of dancers can be part of it. And we'd really like to talk to Morris groups in the region about ideas that they've got, because we are looking to commission work, to create new work for the Olympics between now and the end of September in 2012. And if there are groups of Morris dancers in the region who want to work together or want to create something new or who want to take their work to a different place and present it in a different way, then we'd love to talk to them about how they might do that.
Wow, so this is it's a case of calling all Morris dancers and parkour enthusiasts, isn't it? It's a crazy, crazy thought to get them both in the same conversation.
Yeah, but think what could happen if those two groups met.
Don't! I'm thinking of a fusion of Morris dancing and parkour. Wow, to go on for 1,000 years, maybe. Well, you obviously dance. I saw you dancing with the Lady Mayor a moment ago. The Lord Mayor wasn't around at the time. I hope that was all okay.
I think he was okay with it on consideration. But yeah, no. The whole point is, you know, to get everybody dancing, everybody from the Lord Mayor to somebody who wants to just do a bit of dancing in their back room, really. And that's what this project's all about. It's not just about big things that happen on the posh stages. It's not just about really formal dance classes in established dance schools. It's about dance as it happens in every kind of setting, formal or informal. And that's what we want to really get going in the region.
Brilliant. Well, for today being the launch, you've started with an incredible bang. I've seen countless people dancing. I just hope you've been counting them.
Yeah, no, we have been counting them. We've got a way to go before we get to that million, but hey, it's been a good start.
Great start. Thank you very much.
Thank you.